This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Former U.S. President Donald Trump pleaded guilty on Tuesday to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records after an investigation into hush money paid to a porn star. VOA's Tina Tren was at the courthouse with throngs of other reporters, onlookers, and demonstrators. She summarizes what happened in court.
Essentially, Judge Wang Wuxian read the indictment and the charges. There were 34 charges, and Trump and his defense team had the opportunity to hear those charges and review each of them. It was a fairly straightforward process. Trump pleaded not guilty.
Other than that, the 76-year-old former president, other than pleading not guilty, said nothing when entering or leaving the courtroom about an hour later. Trump has previously called the charges politically motivated. He was due to return to Florida and deliver remarks from his Mar-a-Lago resort on that evening. Taken altogether, the charges carry a maximum sentence of more than 100 years in prison under New York law. But if he is convicted at trial, any prison sentence would almost certainly be less than that. U.S. aid helped Ukraine clear and destroy more than 530 explosive remnants from its land last year, but Ukraine still has massive swaths of territory contaminated with landmines, unexploded ordnance, and improvised explosive devices as a result of Russia's invasion of the country. This is all according to a U.S. State Department report. In its annual report released Tuesday, the State Department documented its findings to help more than 60 countries destroy explosive hazards and other conventional weapons, with Ukraine receiving the most assistance in fiscal year 2022. Ukraine received more than $91 million for that effort. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Finland Tuesday officially became the 31st member of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, more commonly known as NATO. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg presented the documents of accession to Finnish Foreign Minister Pekka Haavisto during a ceremony at NATO headquarters in Brussels, as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken looked on. Finland's President Sauli Niinisto was also on hand. Stoltenberg said Finland is joining NATO at a time when there's a great deal of global uncertainty.
At times like this, friends and allies are more important than ever, and Finland now has the strongest friends and allies in the world.
Shortly after, the Finnish flag was raised for the first time outside NATO headquarters, and Foreign Minister Haavisto took part in his first ever NATO meeting. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Pakistan's Supreme Court ordered Tuesday that snap elections in two provinces must be held on May 14th, declaring that a delay of the votes by a government-backed election commission was unlawful. The verdict handed a political victory to former Prime Minister Imran Khan, who's been pushing for early national elections since he was ousted from power by a parliamentary no-confidence vote a year ago. Khan's PTI party controlled the legislatures and governments in central Punjab and northwestern Khyber Pakhtunkhwa provinces until January, when he dissolved them to force early nationwide polls. His successor, Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif, rejected his call for new elections and backed the election panel's delay, saying it was impossible to organize the votes while the country suffered from an economic crisis and growing terrorist attacks. In an interview with the Reuters news service, Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates said recent calls to pause the development of artificial intelligence will not solve the challenges ahead. This was Gates' first set of comments since an open letter published last week sparked a debate about the future of the technology. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire has more.
Last month, Elon Musk and more than 1,000 AI experts demanded an urgent pause in the development of systems they called more powerful than OpenAI's new GPT-4. They argued the risks and benefits to society needed to be assessed. But Gates said it would be better to focus on how best to use developments in AI. He also said it was hard to understand how a pause could work globally. Gates argued there were clearly huge benefits, but they needed to identify what he called tricky areas. Gates also believes AI can be used to help reduce some of the world's worst inequalities. ChatGPT can hold human-like conversation, compose songs, and summarize lengthy documents. Microsoft has sought to outpace rivals through multi-billion dollar investments in ChatGPT owner OpenAI.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire reporting. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.